It is true that this week's parsha is Vayikra, but it's also the last time we're going to meet before Purim. So we're going to discuss Inyan Purim, and next week on Thursday night, we'll hopefully be recovering from our sudas in a healthy and responsible way. Let's talk tonight about perhaps one of the most difficult mitzvahs conceptually, if we think about it, and that is paying attention during Mikra Megillah. Because, I don't know about you, but personally, to sit and to concentrate on one thing and to not break attention for half hour, 45 minutes is not the easiest thing. And we're going to learn a halacha tonight that is discussed by the Poskim that I think many people are not aware of, and that is the importance of concentration during Mikra Megillah. The Maharal, in his introduction to the Or Chadash, his major work on Purim, says that Mikra Megillah is our showing that we were Mekabel the Torah again in the days of Achashverosh. Again, it's a form of Kabbalah HaTorah, accepting the Torah. People come to Megillah, they're tired, they're hungry, it's hard to focus, it's hard to pay attention, and it can be one of the most difficult, perhaps challenging mitzvahs to fulfill, according to the letter of the law. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin, Amun Aleph, tells us, everyone has it on their sheets, Kira umisnam neim yatsa. If you read the Megillah, and you are dozing off while reading the Megillah, you are Yotzei Mikra Megillah. So the Mordechai, in the back of Maseches Megillah, in Siman Tav Shin Sadi Aleph, says that if you're reading while half asleep, you're Yotzei. That's right. If you're reading and you're dozing while reading, you fulfill the mitzvah. However, if you're listening while half asleep, you are not Yotzei. Now, fine, we'll agree right now that if you fall asleep in the middle of the Megillah reading, you're probably not Yotzei. You'd have to go back and hear again. Hopefully, we can rise to that level to not fall asleep during Mikra Megillah, but again, I'm sure it does happen. But what about a more common issue? And that is daydreaming. What is the halacha for a person who daydreams during a Mikra Megillah? You're thinking about what you're going to have for Suda tonight, what you're going to have for Suda tomorrow, is your costume going to fit? All types of interesting, important questions that come into your mind. Do you fulfill the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah if you daydream in the middle? Comes the Rashba. The Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Aleph, was asked whether someone listening to Mikra Megillah needs to have kavana for each and every word. The questioner then asks, is it even possible to be Yotzei, the reading of the Megillah, when you listen to someone else if it's so hard to concentrate? So the Rashba answers the questioner that it is not possible that so many of the people who are listening Baal Peh, because in the days of the Rashba it was not easy to get a Princeton Megillah, they didn't have a Megillah in front of them, how would they be able to concentrate the entire time? Someone's reading 30 minutes, 35, 40, 45 minutes of the Megillah, you have nothing in front of you, no words to follow along, before the age of the printing press, how could you focus? So the Rashba says it must be that you don't need to have kavana for every word. And then the Rashba says that if someone walks by a shul and they hear the Megillah being read, and you stand there with the kavana to be Yotzei Mikra Megillah, then you're Yotzei. Seemingly, according to the Rashba here, you can be Yotzei without having a Megillah that's kosher in front of you. Right? The Rashba says that if you sit there and you're able to focus and listen the whole time without a kosher Megillah in front of you, you're Yotzei. The Bach in Siman Tav Reish Sadi Aleph cites this Rashba. And he says, you have it in front of you, Kasav HaRashba V'tshuva Chelakal, Siman Tav Samech Zayin, Vadei HaKoreas HaMegillah L'Hotzi Yatzi V'Rafil Lo Hishmid Ba Elatev Echas Chozer K'damashma B'Yerushalmi. So he cites the Rashba and explains that if you're reading the Megillah with the intent of being motzi others, you must go back if you skip a word, right? If the Baal Kori skips a word, you got to go back and read it again. However, those who are listening don't have to have kavana for every single word. He quotes the Yerushalmi, Betos, the Yehudim Haysam, Tahasam, Hu Bilashim, Be'inyan Echad, Eino Chozer, Halav Hachi Chozer, Aval Bishomim, the person who's listening, Ein Sarach Lechavein, Bechol Teva Veteva, Behavi Rayas Ladavar. So the Bach understands from the Rashba, contrasting the listener with the Baal Kore, the person who's reading the Megillah is not the same person who's listening. The Baal Kore may not skip a word. So if the rules that the Baal Kore may not skip a word, the Bach understands that the Shomea, the listener, is allowed to miss a word of Mikra Megillah and you're still Yotzei. So the Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Reish Sadi cites this Rashba. And let's read the Magen Avraham explaining the Rashba together. Mavoar, it is clear To who adin imashomea lo shama teva achas lo yatsa, that the listener must listen to every single word, and you cannot miss a word. Da'atu mi yafa koach hashomea mikoach hakore. If the Baal Kore can't miss a word, he says the Magen Avraham, then certainly you, the listener, cannot miss a word either. V'chein kasav ha-tur. This is what the tur says in Simen Nun Tes. U'beisose Simen Tafri Tzadi Beis. Elim shama v'lo kivim b'chol teva yatsa. But then the Magen Avraham says that the Shomea, you and I, the listener, don't have to have kavana for every single word. And he concludes that he's explaining this because the Bach seems to say that the listener is allowed to miss a word of Mikra Megillah and still be Yotzei. He says, Lafi Sheba Bach, Simitofri Taliyaf Lo Mashmakein. So comes the Magen Avraham and says, the Bach came and said that you, the listener, by Mikra Megillah, if you miss a word, you're still okay. Says the Magen Avraham, I'm coming to tell you, that's not true. It's not true. If you, the listener, miss a word of Mikra Megillah, you're not Yotzei. Now, the Magen Avraham here is commenting on the Shulchan Aruch, who says that you have to have a kavana to be Yotzei Mitzvah Megillah. You have to be aware in Shul why you're hearing the Megillah. When the Aruch HaShulchan in Tafreit Sani cites the Magen Avraham, he explains as follows. V'day b'ha kavana l'tzeis b'tchilasa. All you need to do this, all you need for this in order to fill the Mitzvah Megillah, says the Aruch HaShulchan is that when you walk into Shul on Purim night, is just think, I'm about to hear Mikra Megillah. You don't have to think about that anymore. Just as you sit down to hear the Megillah, just think, I'm about to hear the reading of the Megillah. But you don't have to have kavana for every single word. And that's fine. So the Magen Avraham understands at the end of the day, the Rashba is telling us that you don't need kavana to be Yotzei for the entire Mikra Megillah. But you do need to hear every word of Mikra Megillah. Now if you look back in the Magen Avraham, he quotes the Tur in Simen Nun Tes. So let's read what the Tur writes in Simen Nun Tes. Kasav Adoni Avi Zal B'Tshuva. The Tur quotes his father, the Rush, and he says, my father wrote in a Tshuva. Birchas Yotzer Or V'Arvis Anu Omrim Im Shaleach Tzibur B'Nachas. He says that we should say the Bracha of Yotzer Or and the Bracha in Mariv, we should say with the Shaleach Tzibur nicely. Ki Ein Adam Yachal L'Chavein Tadri Im Shas B'Shtika. Because in the days before Sidurim, when you came to shul and the chazan was leading it out loud, how can you just sit there and listen? You're gonna daydream. So he says, rather you should say along with the shiach tzibur as he's saying it. Begam im haya mechavon ledivri yashas b'shtika be'em sabracha yapon libo ledvar mecherim hari hivsid akavana ki hivsid be'em tziyasa. And if you're listening without saying the words, you're just having kavana for the person who's saying the birchas of Shema for you, and in the middle your mind begins to wander and you daydream, you're not Yotzei. Aval kashadim kari b'fiv. It's much better when you read along with your mouth, because then you'll be able to focus. V'afim kari miksasa b'lo kavana yatsa. Because if I'm saying along with the chazan, as long as I'm saying along with him, even if I daydream, it's still something. As opposed to the person who's doing nothing and daydreams and totally loses everything. And he says, I quickly will make sure to finish it so I can answer Amen at the end of the bracha before the chazan. So this Tshuvas HaRash in Klal Dal says that if you daydream in the middle of listening to a bracha, you lose the mitzvah. Again, if you daydream in the middle of listening to a bracha that's supposed to fulfill your mitzvah, you lose the bracha. This yesod is brought in at least four places in halacha. It's brought in Hilchos Benching. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel that you shouldn't listen to the person making the zimun and be yotzi with him because you'll probably daydream. Therefore, it's better to say benching on your own than to have somebody else say it and you listen along. In Hilchos Kiddush, the Taz writes that you can be yotzi with the Kiddush of the Balabais, but if you won't have kavana the entire time, it's better to say it along with the person making the bracha. In Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, the Magen Avraham says that you should read along with the Baal Koreh so you have kavana the entire time. And in Hilchos Tefillah, if a person forgets the Yal V'Yavo, they don't really have to repeat Shmon Esrei again, because technically, what could they do? They can follow along with the Shiach Tzibur during his Shmon Esrei. Ah, but says the Magen Avraham, why don't we do this nowadays? Why is it that we find people remembering, I forgot Yal V'Yavo, I got to say Shmon Esrei again. Why can't they just be Yosef the Chazan? So the Magen Avraham says, because it's not possible to have total kavana while listening to another person, spend the next 5-6 minutes saying Shemoneh Esrei and not daydream. So better you should say Shemoneh Esrei again, because you're not going to get it right if you're just focusing on him. The rule from the Rush being, again, that if you are listening to somebody and you're not saying anything, you're just listening, you're going to probably daydream and you won't fulfill the mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham is warning us with this tour that you cannot daydream for a moment while listening to the Megillah. The Prima Gadda makes the same point. He writes in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, in Sif Tes Zayin. He says, Ayin Magen Avraham, lahalacha lo yismoch al hashas, you should never rely on the Chazan Shemoneh Esrei because you're probably going to daydream. Di'avshar lishmo ha'kol mimenu, Ayin Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, of Megillah, and when it comes to hearing the Megillah, says the Prima Gadim, Nami Efshar Lishmo HaKol, it is not possible to simply listen and focus for more than a half hour without following along. The Ayin Mash Echtob Hilchos Megillah Mizah. Look what I wrote in Hilchos Megillah. And he says, so go look over there. What does he say over there? There, the Prima Gadim says that every single Yirei Shemayim should have their own kosher Megillah in front of them to follow along with Mikra Megillah, because it's virtually impossible to listen to the Megillah without following along from a text in front of you. And that's what he says. Not only is it a good idea to bring a Megillah to Shul, but you have to, it's halacha, because you won't be able to listen without focusing on the words in front of you. The Levush HaYisrad. Levush HaYisrad is of David Shlomo Eibeshitz. So he also explains that if a person can pay attention to the Kriya without thinking about anything else, he's Yotzei. He says, Ella, Kevin Shemata Ozno Lahakorev Enuchosha Bachshavos Acheros. If you can listen to Mikra Megillah and not think about anything else, Mistama Shama Hakol, you're going to hear everything. That's fine. Avalim Vadai Lo Shalo Yishma Teva Achas. But if you're going to be thinking about other things, Lo Yatsa, if you daydream during Mikra Megillah, says the Levush HaYisrad, you're not Yotzei Mikra Megillah. And this leaves us in a pretty tight spot. I'm not going to ask for a poll right now, but I would imagine that some people on this call have probably daydreamed during Mikra Megillah. Probably. So does that mean that we have all, between the combined, you know, I'm not going to give any away any ages here, but the combined, you know, ages, you know, of, you know, over 100 years, definitely here, 100 years of listening to Mikra Megillah for everybody here, you know, are we saying that of 100 years of listening to Mikra Megillah, we daydream, you know, maybe every other year, we're not Yotzei the Mitzvah? So what does that do for us? We have a very serious issue in front of us when it comes to Purim next Wednesday night. So what's the advice? There are two pieces of advice. The first is the Minchas Elazar. The Munkach Rebbe in the Nemukei Or HaChaim recognize how difficult it is not to think about something else during the Megillah. So that's why the Shla says that you individual should bring a kosher Megillah to Shul and read along with the Baal Kori. Now, the Shla is actually recommending to bring a Megillah that's kosher to Shul, because often it's noisy in Shul and you can't always hear the words properly. But the Munkach Rebbe says that the reason you bring a kosher Megillah to Shul is to read along with the Baal Kori. And even if you don't understand or focus every single word, but if you're reading along with the Baal Kore, you will be Yotzei every single time. Now, the Shulchan Aruch and Tafrei Tzadi says that if you don't have a Megillah Kasheira, kosher Megillah, you shouldn't enunciate and read with the Baal Kore. This is very, very important. This is a very important halacha. If you are reading from a printed text for Mikra Megillah, this coming Purim, you should not mouth the words along. Because what's going to end up happening is that you're essentially being Yotzei reading the Megillah from a printed text, not a kosher Megillah. Rather, when reading from a printed text, you should follow along in your Sefer and listen to the Baal Kore. The Mishnah Berurah wants to make sure that no one else hears the person reading from their Sefer. Thereby, they wouldn't be Yotzei with the Baal Kore from a kosher Megillah. If you read along and you say certain words incorrectly, then you're not going to be Yotzei as well, right? Let's say, I'm very talented, I know how to read the Megillah. But let's say you don't know how to read the Megillah, and you're reading along with your lips, following with the Baal Kori, and you're saying words incorrectly. That's a problem. So advice number one is, bring a kosher Megillah to shul, and follow along, but don't say anything. Or use a chumash, or a printed Megillah, and follow along with your finger on the place. Those are the two options. The Kasher Glover Gon, the Eretz Tzvi, in Chelek Alef and Siman Mem Hey, has a limud zchus. He says the difficulty of listening to someone else being motziu in Megillah is quite significant. And he says that if you're reading along and looking at the words but think about something else, you're going to be Yotzei. I saw that Rav Shmuel Felder in his Shirei Halacha says that you heard the idea from same idea from Baron Cutler, that as long as you're following along but you daydream a little bit, you're okay. Shar Misyonim Bahalacha says that if needed, one can rely on looking in a Chumash while following along with the eyes as well, and that would be perfectly okay. So that is the strict opinion. Again, the most machmir opinion says, if you daydream once during Mikra Megillah, it's a problem, and therefore you have to make sure to follow along, finger on the place, and not lose your concentration. However, Rav Shechter and other poskim do feel differently. Rav Shechter feels that the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadim, Levush Yisrael, the Aruch HaShulchan, have not been the accepted minhag in Klal Yisrael. He agrees that the fact that one can be Yotzei without understanding Lashon HaKodesh is an indication you can still daydream and still be Yotzei. Meaning, let's say you have somebody who's not from, does no background, and they come to shul, and they're Bali Tshuva, didn't grow up knowing Hebrew, they don't know, understand a lick of Lashon HaKodesh, but they come to shul by Purim night, they listen to the Megillah, they have no idea what's being said. Would you say that they fulfilled the mitzvah Mikra Megillah? Of course they did. So how could it be that the guy who's sitting next, I followed along for 98% of Mikra Megillah, right? I followed along almost the entire time. For 30 seconds, I thought about something else, and I wasn't listening to the Megillah. The guy next to me has no background, has no clue what's been flying for the last 25 minutes, listened to the whole thing, didn't understand a word, but he just listened to Hebrew and heard Hebrew words. So you're going to tell me that he's Yotzei and I'm not? How could that be? In fact, the Gemara says explicitly that this works because the entire Mikra Megillah is based on Pirsumei Nisa. Mikra Megillah is not a din in Kriyas HaTorah, it's a din in Pirsumei Nisa. There's a difference between Kiddush or Havdalah, where you need to focus, and Mikra Megillah. By Kiddush and Havdalah, we need Shomea Ka'ona. The person's making Kiddush, I'm listening, it's like I said it. The person's making Havdalah, I'm listening, it's like I said it. And therefore you need to be Maven, what's going on? But when it comes to Mikra Megillah, there's no din of Shomea Ka'ona. Mikra Megillah is not, when the Chazan's reading through the Megillah, it's like I'm reading from the Megillah. It's a din in Pirsumei Nisa. I'm part of the publicizing the miracle of Purim. Then Rav Shechter told me a beautiful Ha'ara. The Shulchan Aruch cites the Tshuvas Haran, who says that even though the Gemara allows Megillah to be written and read in translation, the minhag is to not do this, right? The Gemara in the beginning of Megillah says you could write a Megillah in Yevanis in Greek. But the Shulchan Aruch says we don't do this. I assume nobody here has ever been to a Mikra Megillah reading it in Greek. So Rav Shechter suggested that if we did translate the Megillah, then you wouldn't be able to understand it. And if there's a clear ability for everyone to understand, then you'd have to pay attention and not daydream. Sorry, let me say that again. If we did translate the Megillah into a language we understood, then you would be able to understand what was going on. Let's say we read the Megillah in English, so you understood it. And if there's a clear ability for everyone to understand, then you'd have to pay attention, and you wouldn't be allowed to daydream. Perhaps, thought Rav Shechter, the reason we never translated the Megillah for Mikra Megillah is to create a situation where we can still daydream and still be Yotzei. Because if we would translate the Megillah into English and we daydreamed, we'd be held responsible for not knowing what we missed if we daydreamed. But by the halacha being that we don't translate, the minhag being that we don't translate the Megillah into our language, that is always a limud zchus for anybody to daydream during Mikra Megillah and still be Yotzei. I saw a similar halacha idea in Rav Shmuel Felder's Shiri Halacha in regards to women, that he says that he heard from Yecheskel Roth, the Carlsberg Rav. The Rama says that the Bahag holds that women are not chayavas in Mikra Megillah. They're chayavas in Shmias Megillah, hearing the Megillah. So the Marcheshes in Chelach Aleph says that there's two dinim for Mikra Megillah. One is to remember the Maisa Malik, and the other is Pirsumei Nisa. Regarding Pirsumei Nisa, publicizing the miracle, it's sufficient with listening alone. So therefore, women are only responsible in Pirsumei Nisa, aspect of Mikra Megillah, because Achenu Be'osoneis, they were involved or they were part of the miracle. And that's why women just have to be part of the publicizing the miracle just by listening. So based on this Marcheshes, the Gemara in Megillah Yud Ches says that because of Pirsumei Nisa, because of the publicizing of the miracle, you don't need to understand every single word of the Megillah, because it's not about hearing every word, it's about publicizing what happened. and therefore women can be yotzei mikra megillah with simply understanding what is going on in general. So if a woman daydreams, but she hears the main idea of the megillah, she doesn't have to listen again and she's yotzei. So again, Rav Shmuel Felder wants to say it only applies to women. Rav Shechter wants to say it applies to anybody, because the dinner pursuing Issa causes everybody to be yotzei, even if they daydream. So let's summarize from the top. You should try your best with all of your koach to pay attention to every single word of the Megillah, bring a chumash, bring a Megillah to shul, follow along and focus. If you do daydream, so then you should try to go back and catch up what you remember and read a catch up to the Baal Koreh. The missed word can be read from a chumash, it can be read by memory, and this applies even if you miss the first and last pasuk of the Megillah or even an entire episode. However, if the majority of the Megillah was read from a chumash or memory, then the reading is invalid. But if you did daydream for significant parts of the Megillah, according to Rav Shechter, according to the logic, certainly of Rav Shmuel Felder and Rav Yechezkel Roth, one could say that you're still yotzei and would still be okay. And that's how we'd come out halacha lemaisa. We'll just end with a machshava, a piece of a thought about the Megillah and Purim that I think ties into this. Rav Shimshon Nachmani, better known as the Zera Shimshon, so he writes in Megillas Esther, why is that we have something called Oznei Haman? The Haman Tashin. Haman was a Rasha, so why do we have these things called the Oznei Haman, the ears of Haman? So the Zera Shimshon says that this is actually a reference not to Haman's ears, but to our ears. Our ears didn't pay attention to the Nevi'im telling us to do tshuva. Our ears didn't pay attention to the Torah directing us to become better and to fix our ways. Only when Haman came along did our ears perk up from the tsaros and the difficulty he caused us, and only then did we return to Hashem, did we kima v'kibla Yehudim, did we do tshuva and come back to the Torah. And therefore, they're called Oznayim of Klal Yisrael, that were influenced by Haman. That means, Oznei Haman means our Oznayim that were inspired, that were motivated by the actions of Haman. So the greater lesson is the importance of paying attention to the messages when Hashem speaks to us, to pay attention during Mikra Megillah, and to pay attention to what the Megillah is saying to us and the messages we should take away. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll reconvene in 2 weeks.